Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. It's me, your humble little host, Kimberly, recording out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And super excited to dive into today's episode because I wanted to just talk about how you know you're in the right relationship. So I talk a lot about, you know, navigating the dating scene, you know, how to boost confidence, just, you know, skills that are important for maintaining loving relationships. But sometimes you're in a relationship and you're wondering, is this the right relationship for me? And if you're having those kind of seeds of doubt, then I want to share at least just four areas to consider to help you understand whether, you know, the person that you've chosen to spend your life with is the right person for you. And if these things are lacking, then, you know, this is not necessarily, okay, I'm out, peace, but maybe it's going to open up the doorway to have some deeper communication with your partner. Because the truth is, things like tough conversations and conflict, you know, aren't the be all and end all of relationships. They can actually be the beginning of growth and connection and intimacy and love. So I wanted to talk about that in today's show. Now, if you're tuning into this podcast for the first time, then welcome aboard. I'm excited to have you here. I've been doing this show for many years now, and my focus on a daily basis is to really show up and support men when it comes to dating. And I get it. Life is just complicated enough. Then you add dating into the mix, it feels even more complicated. Then you add relationships into the mix, and it's honestly like, how do people do this? It's tough. There's so much to navigate. There's so much complex emotion to deal with. And so really, I just want to show up and help you guys navigate this area of your life with a lot more ease and relaxation, and just have a lot more fun. Now, if you guys don't know, I mean, really the way I show up and support my clients is through one-on-one, private, very intimate coaching. And that's because honestly, this is the way to go the deepest and get the best results. But I am sneakily working on a course in the background. I know the course format is not the right format for everybody. Some people really, you know, want that challenge, want to go deep, really want to, you know, like examine the specific situations they're in. And that's why one-on-one is a really beautiful format for that. But for those that maybe just, you know, want to dive into, you know, some of the bigger pictures when it comes to dating and relationships, and I am designing a course. Honestly, it's taken me forever to write this because I'm really trying to pick the right components to put in this that are so, so essential to really show up in the right way dating and to really understand what is needed so that you attract the right partners into your life. So I've been very slowly working on this in the background, and I'm really hoping to get that out, you know, by this summer, if not earlier. So look out for that too, because, you know, when I launch and go live, this is definitely going to be a game-changing course. I don't think any other dating coaches talk about what I talk about in the course or in the way that I talk about it. I think a lot of them stick to very surface level tactics. And for those of you men that listen to my show or listen to my content, I think you get the idea that, you know, I do go beyond the surface. I really want to help you guys show up in the right way so you have loving, lasting relationships, not just get another notch in your belt. So I'm really excited. It's the first time I even mentioned that I'm working on a course. And really excited to have that alongside the one-on-one coaching that I do. Now, if you're curious about getting to know me, getting to know whether coaching is right for you, and you're the kind of guy that's gotten out of a divorce or out of a long-term relationship or even separated for enough time now, and you want to kind of dip your toes back into the dating scene, and I am your gal to support you. You know, I've been doing this for so many years now, and I work with really incredible men and help them get great results when it comes to clarity, attraction, finding great women, navigating the complexities of dating, and just showing up and you know, finding the right partner for you, because that's what this is all about. That's what life is about. So if you're curious, you want to get to know me, see if I'm the right fit, and if what you're going through is the right fit for coaching, then please don't hesitate to book the complimentary consultation with me. I really do spend time getting to know you. and finding out if I'm the right fit for you. And conversely, if this feels good for the two of us, because that's the foundation, that's the start of a really strong coaching relationship. And that's the turning point, tipping point for you to start getting really amazing results in love. So don't hesitate to reach out and book that call. I don't bite. And I look forward to chatting with you. Now, how do you know you're even in the right relationship? Well, I'm going through some pretty personal stuff right now in my life. I've had a bit of a health diagnosis that is not impacting my ability to show up day to day at work right now, but it might in the future. And there's so much going on. And I realized that it's created this perspective of what really matters. And I am so fortunate to be in a loving relationship with my partner for pretty much the entirety that I've run this business. Maybe we've been together a little less time than I've run the self-confidence project, the business, not the podcast. And I'm really realizing right now that I am so lucky that I have this man in my life, because he is showing up for me in every way possible. And I could almost tear up on this show, but that is not the intent. I'm not on here just to blab and gab about my personal life, but it's really made me recognize what actually fucking matters, right? What really matters in a relationship? And we all get so caught up in the surface level and the superficial, and we all want to feed our ego and be with someone that's super attractive or likes all the same things of us as us and looks good on our social media page. And it's like, honestly, none of that matters. And I know you guys know that. And I know that's why you are here on my show and why you are part of my community. And so I just wanted to talk about four things, and there's more than four things, but I want to talk about four things that will help you understand if you're in the right relationship. And you can start to understand some of these things when you're dating somebody. And if you don't rush into commitment, if you don't rush to commit to a woman after two dates, three dates, you spend some genuine time getting to know her, then you're going to go through more experiences and be able to learn and observe and feel that, you know, visceral, you know, instinct that, hey, this is the right person for me because we've just gone through some shit. Or you've just had some of these experiences, and I realize, yes, this person is totally showing up for me. They love me, flaws and all. So one of the first things, of course, and I talk about this all the time, and it reigns true, is one of the most important things, which is communication. Not do we text all day, do we talk on our dates, but it's how healthily do we communicate. It's so essential for your relationship to thrive. And what I'm really saying here is, how well do you communicate through the frustrations? How well do you, give each other, healthy, constructive feedback about what's not going well and what is going well? How clear and assertive and direct can you be when someone's crossing a boundary in dating or relationships? This is what I mean by healthy communication, not, do we just have fun gabbing about boring whatever kind of shit on our date? It's like, no, do we know how to communicate, express our thoughts and feelings and needs openly without the fear of judgment, without the fear of reprisal from our partners? Because if you are afraid that your partner is going to go batshit crazy like the girls on Love is Blind, or you're afraid that, you're going to be judged harshly for sharing something that's really important to you, then it's not a safe place, and there's work that needs to be done. It doesn't mean you need to, stage left out of that relationship, but it means, hey, like, this is a problem. We need to be able to be open and honest with each other, because honestly, this is one of the cornerstones, right? If you're hiding truths, if you're hiding needs, if you're hiding thoughts and feelings, and you're really hiding your true self from this person, which means you can't be yourself, which means what are you doing in that relationship? So communication is so important, and it comes up with all my clients. One of the things that men often admit to me, and this is nothing that's uncommon, is like, they go, I don't want to tell my partner that I need some time alone, or I don't want to tell her that I need more physical touch from her, because I'm afraid she's going to think that I'm just some brute that wants sex all the time, or I'm afraid she's going to be really upset and hurt that I need a weekend just with my guy friends or away from her. And it's like, if you're afraid of your partner, this is not a good thing. Like, yes, women can be scary. We're scary. We get all emotional and it's scary. And honestly, some of us take it way too far and we hurt the men in our lives. But you need to be in a relationship where you can just be yourself. If you need time alone, your partner should understand that and support it. If there's something that you need, they should be open to listening to hear it. It doesn't mean they won't get upset, doesn't mean they don't get hurt, doesn't mean they might not get frustrated, but can they manage their own emotions and understand that you have a life and you have a perspective too? So communication is the cornerstone. And one of the things I've realized is that, you know, my partner and I, when we started dating, we, you know, our communication has improved vastly over the years that we have been together. And I'm so grateful for that. And that really is a testament to how much he's shown up and dug in and how much I've been trying to show up and dig in. And we have a long way to go, folks, but we are on the right trajectory. And I'm realizing that when shit is not perfect in your life, communication is the lifeblood. Now, so is compatibility, in the sense that I want to talk a little bit more about core values, not your lifestyle preferences as well, right? So your core values are things that really matter to you, like if health matters to you, or community matters to you, or money matters to you, or family matters to you, or friendships, or travel, or spontaneity, or ambition, or whatever it is that really rocks the core for you. Does your partner feel like that rocks the core for them? Do you share values that are similar? Because if you have vastly different values, then when the boat gets rocked in your relationship, you're going to really see that amplified, right? You're going to really realize that you don't deal with things similarly, that you have vastly different ideas of what's important to you. And when the cracks in the relationship start to appear, it's like the cement splits and you're on different sides, if you can imagine that analogy, because you're not tackling things with the same kind of core value. And if you're listening to the show and you're like, yeah, I think I know what my values are, but you've never done a values elicitation or values exercise, then maybe you don't fully know, because you might be surprised what actually comes out on top versus what we think we value might not actually be what we truly value when we go through the exercise and have to cross things off the list and challenge ourselves. So do you and your partner really value the same things? And do you support each other's dreams and ambitions? Can you navigate differences constructively? Can you find that common ground? Or are you going to be on different sides of the cement when it splits? This level of compatibility, it's going to really foster that loving harmony that we all are looking for in our relationships, and that mutual understanding, which means that you'll be able to navigate challenges together. And I'm realizing that my partner and I have really similar values, and there are some that are different, or some likes and ways that we tackle things that are different. But when it really comes down to it, we're very aligned with how we show up through difficulties and how we face like all the inevitable challenges that get thrown one's way. No matter where you live in this world, there's going to be something that you're going to need to overcome, or some hurdle you're going to need to climb with your partner. So are you compatible in the ways that you deal with things? Do you share similar aspirations for the long term? Because ultimately all the decisions you are making today, and ultimately all the decision your partner is making today, are leading towards a future that hopefully you share a vision on. Okay, now obviously respect and support. You know, and these things are not like, oh my God, these are earth-shattering things I'm talking about, but it's reinforcing what you really need to be looking at in the relationship. Because yes, of course we want to be attracted to our partners. That's hugely important. We want to have fun with them. That is hugely important. Those things are really on this list too. But do you have mutual respect for one another? How do you treat each other? Honestly, like, how do you treat each other when you're not just having the best experience? What about how you treat each other during times of disagreement or difficulty? Do you have a wife that drinks and ignores you, right? Do you have a wife that rolls her eyes in contempt at you? Do you have a wife that shrivels away from your touch? Do you have a wife that looks at you like you're a piece of garbage? Because if that is happening, where is the respect and where is the support? And I get that there are reasons in her mind why she might get there, but when we start to have this kind of disdain for our partner, that means the respect is gone. So really ask yourself, whether you're dating or you're in a committed relationship, do I feel valued? Do I feel respected by this person? Do I generally feel accepted for who I am, even if they poke some fun at some of my flaws? Like, do I know that this person's got my back? Do they encourage me and uplift me, even when I'm going through challenges? Or do they say like, oh, I knew this was going to happen. You're so lazy. I can't believe it. And not another time where you're stuck in this situation. Or do they literally believe in you? Right? Respectful, supportive behavior within a relationship creates the sense of security that is ultimately needed. And it creates that emotional safety that is needed so that you can thrive, so you can be a really great couple, so you know that person's got your back. I mean, isn't that why we're in a relationship? Right? Not just so we can snuggle up and watch Netflix, but so when shit hits the fan, we've got someone who's rock solid for us. That's certainly what I'm realizing in my life. And lastly, what about things like shared growth and evolution? Ultimately, a fulfilling relationship is when you're both committed to evolving together as a couple. What you think you want and know and like on day one of the relationship is not going to be the same 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in. Are you evolving together? Are you encouraging each other's growth and development? Because the truth is, like, a person is not static. The person you love and are with is not going to be the exact same person in 5 years from now. So do you have this capacity to learn from each other, to challenge each other to be better, to adapt to life's changes, to adapt to how society and our economy is changing all around us? Relationships are so much more dynamic than we think they are. And when we get into a commitment with someone, our work is not done. It is honestly just beginning. And that work hopefully is fun for you guys to really have this ongoing effort and adaptation to really work hard in this relationship. So when you're both willing to grow and evolve together, you co-create the relationship you're looking for over time. Unfortunately, not everybody wants that shared growth or has the capacity for shared growth. They think, I'm set in my ways, I have a fixed mindset, I am just the way I am, and I'm not gonna evolve or grow, so take me for who I am, like me for who I am, flaws and all, leave me. It's like the ultimatum of like, I'm not changing, so it's like, you put the challenge on the other person, which honestly just creates a bunch of shame and guilt, which is not a healthy relationship dynamic. So if you're with a partner that is like done growing, I don't know. Ask yourself whether you're okay with that, because I doubt that you are, especially if you're someone who listens to podcasts and reads books and wants to evolve in your relationship. It's going to be really tough if you're someone that decides that they've done growing or they know everything they need to know, as if. Right? So when both partners are willing to grow and evolve together, that's ultimately when you're going to really deepen that connection over time. So one of the things that I just want to remind you guys, and you know this, is like relationships, they encounter challenges, they encounter struggles. But when you are committed to each other, when you have great communication, when you know that your value structures align, when you have respect and support for each other, and when you're committed to growing, you can navigate whatever comes your way. I guarantee it. These are the things that you need to really understand and focus on in that relationship. Yes, fun. Yes, adventure. Yes, all of those things. But underlying it, these things better exist, because you can go out and have a great date and so much fun with a woman and then realize when the first ripple effect happens in the relationship, she is nowhere to be found. And you are wondering, who the heck is this person? Because they are not actually here for me when shit gets tough. So this is what I want you guys to think about. This is deep stuff. It takes a lot more self-reflection to really ask yourself, do I communicate well? And am I being honest with what I really need from this partner? This is the foundation, guys. And when you get out there dating and you realize you want to date more efficiently or you want to really attract the right kinds of women, you best know how to communicate everything that you need and want clearly and without shame, because this is how you're going to teach, coach, train, whatever you want to say, teach this person how to love you in an appropriate way. If you don't know what you need or want or the vision of your relationship, then, you know, it's the spaghetti at the wall tactic. You might go somewhere that you're not expecting and realize you're really miserable and unhappy because you didn't spend time getting that clarity. So when you have that great communication and can communicate that clarity and your needs and thoughts and feelings, you're so much more set up than so many other relationships. And when you realize that you're clear on your values and you know how to be respectful, even when your emotions are rampant or high or you're anxious or overwhelmed, you know how to still show up and be respectful, and conversely your partner too, because that's what's going to foster the shared growth and evolution that is so, so important for your relationship. So hopefully this is just, you know, giving you just something else to ponder and think about as you get out there and date. You know, ask yourself, what areas of communication do I need to work on? Ask yourself, what is it that I truly value in my life and in relationships? Ask yourself, how have you been modeled things like respect and support in your life? Did your parents respect, you know, did they showcase this when you grew up in a way that you want to emulate? Or is there something else you need to learn here when it comes to respect and supporting a partner? And what does it mean to have shared growth and evolution in your relationship? Because when you start to get clear on all of this, you will recognize it in another person. Then you realize when you got a good one, you're going to hold on to them tight. And that's so, so beautiful. And that's what I want for all of you guys, to be with women who challenge you, but support you through whatever you're going through in life, and know how to respect you as their man, and know how to communicate with you, and also take your communication and feedback too. Because this is really the, you know, the building blocks of a loving, healthy relationship that lasts the test of time, not just one that lasts 6 months or 3 months or 4 months until someone realizes, oh, this is too hard. See you later. I'm out of here. So hopefully this podcast has been a helpful one for you guys. It was important for me to share this, as, you know, I recognize that, you know, what's the stuff that really matters in life? Honestly, it's this. This is the stuff that really matters, is, you know, do you really have someone who cares for you and loves you and can show up for you when you're not at your best? Because that is the kind of person that you realize, shit, I'm really madly in love with this person. I'd do anything for them. And I wish that for all of you. Guys, looking forward to another episode next week. Ciao.